Hi, this is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. And then I am going to be talking in a minute to A.F. Stedman. I think she's calling in from England. Am I right? Hello?
Hi, Patsy. Hi, it's Annabelle Stedman.
Oh, Annabelle, A.F. Stedman. Oh, I'm so happy. Are you in England? Yes?
I am, yeah. I'm in a studio in London.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I have one important question for you. I mean, I know that, you know, you've written this book and everybody's going crazy about it. And, you know, everybody in the world probably has seen Stacks of Skandar and the Unicorn Thief by A.F. Stedman. Annabelle, tell me one thing. This is an important question to me. Premier League, what's your team?
Oh, it's got to be Arsenal.
Oh, you're Arsenal. Well, I'm Tottenham.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. We can be enemies, frenemies.
Yeah, frenemies. Let's go for that.
Yes. Oh, because I watch every Tottenham game. I never miss a game. I lived in England. I know you're from Kent, and I had a 400-year-old cottage in Sonning near Henley.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I had a 400-year-old cottage there that I'm from America. I'm from northern Michigan. But when I was 11, I decided I wanted to go live near where Jane Austen was born. And so when I was 21 years old, I went and bought a 400-year-old cottage right there.
That's amazing.
And then, of course, I became a Tottenham fan. And now I don't miss a game. My sister has one of those 20-foot scarves she wraps around her during a game for good luck. So, you know, Tottenham is doing pretty well.
Yeah, they're doing well.
Yes.
My husband supports Leeds, and they're not doing quite so well.
Oh, that's okay. I just live in hope always. Of course, we love Harry Kane, so what can I do?
Oh, yes.
Don't you just love Harry Kane?
Oh, I really do.
I really do? Okay. Well, now we have to talk about this book. Well, we want to talk about this book because it is, but I don't get a chance to talk to England enough, so that's why I needed to know. So, Skandar and the Unicorn Thief. Of course, this is a wildly strange book, and you have created a wildly strange phenomenon here.
Yeah, unicorns, but not as you know them.
No, definitely not as we know them. I never actually liked unicorns. I was never one of these girly girls who wanted a pink unicorn. They got on my nerves. So I wasn't too unhappy that your unicorns are quite different. Do you want to explain exactly what the heck they are?
So I suppose the way to sum it up is, unicorns don't belong in fairy tales anymore. They belong in nightmares. And the unicorns in Skandar are ferocious. They're powerful. They're elemental creatures. So fire, water, earth, air, magic. And they're deadly, unfortunately. But if you are lucky enough to bond with a unicorn, your destined unicorn, you can ride your unicorn, and they won't eat you. They might eat your friends, but not you.
Yeah. Where did you get this idea? I mean, was it a nightmare?
It wasn't a nightmare. I was doing my law exams, and I remember very, very clearly walking home, and I just had this image of a boy riding this unicorn, and I was like you. I don't like unicorns. I don't like them, the fluffy ones. I was always more dragons and phoenixes and scarier creatures. And so I think I played with that image in my mind, and I thought, I want to change them. I want to make them something else, like a creature that is majestic and different. And I just ran with it, and I built a world for Skandar and his unicorn to live in.
You definitely built a world. When we talk about an author doing world building, you're right there at the top, because this is a complicated world, and explain how they are hatched. This was really got me.
So if you pass the hatchery exam, when you're 13, you have to take the exam. And if you pass, you might be destined for a unicorn. So then you fly to the island in a helicopter, and you're at the hatchery, which is this big mound on top of a cliff. And it has a door on it. And if you put your palm against the door and it opens, it means that you are, in fact, destined for one of the unicorn eggs inside. But that's not the end of the journey. When you're inside, you have to put your hand on top of many different unicorn eggs because you're trying to find your destined unicorn. You can't just have anyone. And when you put your palm on your destined unicorn's egg, then its horn will come out the egg and pierce your palm. And that's when it starts to hatch. So that's how you find each other. And then you hatch the unicorn in a hatching cell together. And that's the beginning of your journey as a unicorn rider.
Wow. What an image you've created. What a concept. It's fascinating. So there you were, sitting in Cambridge, taking very, boring law classes, and this pops into your head.
Yeah, and I think I always wanted to be a writer. I wrote my first book when I was 14 in a notebook, carefully numbered pages, about pirates and spies. So from a young age, I really, really wanted to be a writer, but I was also a very sensible, practical child, and we didn't have very much money when I was growing up as a family, and I knew that I needed to do something that was going to support myself. So I didn't think writing would do that for me. I never really understood how you became an author, and so I kind of left the dream behind for quite a few years. But I just couldn't, once I thought of this image, I couldn't get it out of my mind, and I couldn't let go of the dream. And I just got to this point where I went into a bookshop and I opened a book and I hadn't been reading, and I just thought, why aren't you doing this? You love this. Try. That's all you can do.
Well, I think, you know, I was thinking of Cambridge actually at this time of the year. We used to drive up towards that end to Cambridge and that area. There were so many great houses there that would have flower shows, and I loved that area of the country. It's so beautiful. It really is so beautiful. So where do you know, when you put this world together, you thought of this island. Tell us about how this idea came for the island.
So I knew I wanted the mainland where Skandar's story starts. I wanted it to look very, very much like what we experience now in the UK. I wanted it to be, they have maths, they have science, you know, it's normal. But this one fundamental difference with these unicorns, and I knew they were really dangerous, so I needed to isolate them somewhere. So an island makes sense to me. And the island then developed, so it had fault lines that were elemental. So it has these four lines of fire, earth, water, and air lines. And that's where the kind of fundamental magic of the unicorns and the island comes from. And I think I've always liked islands. I like the idea of them being hidden. There are lots of stories about islands that disappear and reappear. And I thought that would be a good place for these unicorns to be hidden, because they're only discovered 15 years before the book starts. So they have been secret for a long time.
I just love the image of you being in Cambridge. just tell us a little bit about how you got to Cambridge.
Yeah, so I at school, I luckily got good grades. I applied for Spanish at university. So I started off doing Spanish, and then I switched to law, because at Cambridge you can do a kind of combination of degree. So I spent kind of my first year studying Marquez and Isabel Allende and magical realism, and then I switched to law after that. I found it fascinating, law. It's because I find people fascinating, and I think that's what made me also want to be a writer, because you take those fascinating parts of people and you put them into new characters and see what you get. And like reading law cases and things like that, and the kind of things people get up to. I really did enjoy that. But I think doing it in practice, I just realized I don't want to do this forever. So that was that was it, really. But I met my husband at Cambridge, so that was something great that came out of it.
And, of course, the other thing that came out of it is that you are very able to read a contract.
Yes, that's true.
And that really, in your position, since you are now so celebrated, and people are throwing contracts at you willy-nilly, right and left, it must be fun that you get to actually be able to read the contracts and not need a lawyer.
Yeah, that's helpful. Although, you know, it is helpful sometimes to ask someone who knows more about it.
Oh, I was going to say, you still need a lawyer. Even a lawyer needs a lawyer. Because you are probably signing some very complicated contracts now with movie studios, all sorts of trademarks and things that you're getting now. So instead of people buying all of those pink fluffy unicorns that I don't like, they're going to be buying your unicorns. You must have a lot of contracts to sign.
I do. I also, it's now sold in about, I think it's 46 territories now. So there are all of those contracts for the rights in different languages as well. So also Spanish is coming useful at last because it's also going to be published in Spanish. So yeah, there are many contracts going on right now.
Wow. The rollout for your book has been amazing. I don't think many people get a rollout like this. Of course, the production values are great. They've done a beautiful, beautiful book for you. So tell us, you must have an agent who is really a happy person.
I do. He is wonderful. And my film agent is great as well. They're a great combination. My agent for my books, he's a very honest person, and I think that was what I really looked for in an agent, because I took the manuscript to him originally, and he just spent 3 hours telling me stuff that he thought wasn't good enough. And I thought, this is the person I need. I need someone to tell me the truth. I need someone to be honest with me so I can make this story the best it can possibly be. But he is very happy now.
Oh, he's happy. Oh, I just, you know, they always say an agent is worth his or her weight in gold. And I think this agent's done a good job for you.
He really has. He really has. He didn't delete my email originally when I just sent him the subject line, Bloodthirsty Unicorn. So I think he's glad he didn't delete it now. But he's wonderful, and he always fights my corner, which is what you need.
Well, he's just, I love when an agent is a really happy person, and your agent certainly is. And your family must be pretty thrilled with this too.
Yeah, they're so happy. For a while, they were sort of questioning, why are you writing this book about unicorns? That seems quite strange. And I remember my grandma saying to me, why aren't you a lawyer still? But they understand now. They've got it now. My mom's really proud. And I think when I was first writing the books when I was kind of 14, I always had in my head, you know, if I can publish a book, maybe I can help us kind of financially. And it's really nice to be able to now do that. And you know, she was the first person I told when I got the deal. So,
and I'm sure that at some point this is going to be a ride in some amusement park. I don't know who's going to do it, but so everybody's going to get to ride one of these unicorns at some point.
Oh, I hope so. I definitely want to ride one.
Oh, so do I. I've got first dibs. So as soon as you have the deal for the theme park, and you have to invite me because I predicted it, and you have to invite me so I can come and be there and ride a unicorn. Because as I said, I didn't like the pink ones, but I will. These ones are beautiful, and I will ride one of these ones. Okay.
Okay, that's a deal.
I think it'll be fun, and I'm sure it's going to be done. So, you know, isn't it? Wow, now you're one of these alphabet people, you know, JK, AF, with a theme park and a ride named after your character. So it's pretty exciting at your age to have all of this happen to you.
Well, it still feels like we're very much at the beginning, but it's a great way to start, I think. And if it gets children reading, then that's why I do this. That's the most important thing. So,
well, I think it will. And of course, you've already written book two. Are you through with it?
Yes, yeah, it's in kind of the last stage of editing now, and book three is getting started pretty soon.
And with the editing process, did you enjoy that? With book one, I'm sure there was a big process.
Yeah, I did actually really enjoy it. I didn't know if I would, because I love drafting, because I like the kind of imagination stage. But actually, it was great because my editors asked me all these questions about how the world worked. And so they'd be like, but how exactly does the magic work? And where does this come from? And actually, it really fires up your imagination. So in the end, I did really enjoy it. I did have to cut out quite a lot of words, but I managed to in the end. That was the most painful bit.
Well, I just want to say congratulations. You've done a great job. It's sort of an author's dream come true, what you've accomplished with this book so quickly. In so many languages. How many languages?
46, I think.
46 languages. Oh, well, congratulations again. And just tell people your website. What is it?
afstedman.com. So easy to remember.
And Facebook, I think you have the word author after it, right? AF Stedman Author?
Yeah, AF Stedman Author. Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. Well, people, you can find out more about Skandar and the Unicorn Thief by AF Stedman. And Annabelle, I think you're wonderful, and I look forward to having you back soon. And as soon as you have a deal for an amusement park, I get the first ride on one of your unicorns. Okay?
It's a deal. It's a deal. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Okay. Bye bye now. And bye. Just remember, when Tottenham's playing, think of me. Okay?
Wow.
What a day. And AF Stedman. It's called Skandar and the Unicorn Thief. And this is a story of unicorns that, well, unlike any you have ever seen. As I said, it will be someday an amusement park ride. Maybe we'll have a big party, because I'm going to get her to invite us. Probably it's going to be right here in Florida. So we'll be able to get a ride on one of her crazy wild unicorns. I get so excited about it. We got a call from London. That's always fun. Anyway, bye-bye.